It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Oh, which rapper is going to meet Mr. Trump? Who do you think?
Who's going to meet Mr. Trump? Probably Kanye.
Yeah, you'd be right. Rapper Kanye West is expected to meet with President Trump and White House Senior Advisor Jared Kushner at the White House this Thursday.
What's up, JC?
Kanye is going to meet Kushner before having lunch with Trump at the White House. He's met with West's wife, of course, Donald Trump has, Kim Kardashian, discuss and focus on the overhauling of the criminal justice system. Kim met with him in the Oval Office in May and urged him to pardon Alice Marie Johnson, a grandmother serving life in prison for a nonviolent drug offense. Kanye reportedly wants to discuss furthering job opportunities for former convicts with the administration officials. He also hopes to discuss with Trump how to increase the number of manufacturing jobs near Chicago, where he grew up. The two have met before, following the 2016 election. Before Trump took office, Kanye called Trump his brother in April and said that they are both dragon energy.
Oh, yeah. Dragon blood.
Now, which two actresses like to take baths together and get high? Busy Phillips claims in her new memoir, Multiple Men in Hollywood. The two actresses that like to share a bath together and get high are Game of Thrones besties, Sophie Turner and Maisie Williams.
Ooh.
They talked about their post-work ritual. They said, we're kind of like loners on Game of Thrones, just because the past few seasons, Maisie and I have sleepovers every night when we're shooting, or every night whenever both of us are in town. We just used to sit there and eat and watch stupid movies. And smoke weed, she said. And then, I know that my publicist will kill me for saying this, but then we'd get high and we'd sit in the bath together and we'd rub makeup brushes on our faces. It's fun. Strange.
I want to see that.
That is strange, okay? And then what I was getting ready to tell you was, in her new memoir, Busy Phillips claims that multiple men in Hollywood mistreated her throughout her 20-year career, including James Franco. In This Will Only Hurt a Little, the actress claims her Freaks and Geeks co-star was a bully on set and once even shoved her to the ground in a rage. She says when she was filming a scene of the sitcom, she was directed to gently hit him in the chest while delivering her line. She said then he grabbed her by the arms and screamed, "Don't ever touch me again," and threw her to the ground flat onto her back, and she said the wind was knocked out of her. So that's kind of intense.
Yeah, that's not good at all.
And Bruno Mars posted a funny video of Ed Sheeran singing him happy birthday while he ate birthday cake. The caption under the video read, "You know you've made it when you can hire Ed Sheeran to sing you happy birthday."
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear two-time Super Bowl performing Bruno. Happy birthday to you. Again.
No.
I wish Ed Sheeran would sing me happy birthday. That's awesome.
Happy birthday to you. That's the garbage.
For more, go to RadioNowIndy.com.